Got partly cloudy skies in downtown Algona. A temperature reading of 46 degrees. Brian Wilson with this look at Hometown Radio News. News this hour being brought to you by Central Financial Group, where you belong, with offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Brent. Also, news this hour being brought to you by Kossuth Regional Health Center. They are your home for health care. Right now, as I said, we've got cloudy skies, but the rain has stopped, as we had showers off and on throughout most of the morning, but the showers have subsided here in a downtown Algona. We'll talk more about your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. Well, the traffic stop early Monday morning resulted in the arrest of two Burt residents on multiple drug-related charges. According to the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office, deputies conducted the traffic stop in the Burt area just before 1 a.m. Monday, April the 15th, and following a brief investigation, deputies arrested 43-year-old Gerald Lewis Pasica on charges of possession of a controlled substance, first offense, methamphetamine and marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and permitting an unauthorized person to drive. And deputies also arrested 27-year-old Diamond Lynn James on charges of driving while barred and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, both Pasica and James were booked into the Kossuth County Jail to await an initial court appearance. Online court records show Pasica is scheduled to have a preliminary hearing on May the 6th in Kossuth County District Court, while James is scheduled to have further proceedings on November 1st. Authorities say a man who went to the Forest City Public Library to use the telephone to call police now faces gun and drug-related charges himself. Forest City Police Chief Tom Montgomery says the man told library staff that he had had a fight with his roommate and he needed to call the police. A library employee asked the man to wait outside while she called police. And when officers arrived, they found the man was carrying a long gun wrapped in some jackets, a loaded handgun with ammunition, as well as methamphetamine in his backpack. And Montgomery says it appears the man didn't intend to use the guns and may have stuffed all his possessions into the backpack after the argument with his roommate. Now, Ari Giovanni Rodriguez Ayala has been charged with drug possession as well as driving while barred and being a person ineligible to carry a dangerous weapon. All of those are misdemeanors. The Dickinson County Board of Supervisors has unanimously adopted an ordinance that would require a proposed carbon pipeline to be at least 1,600 feet outside of cities in the northwest Iowa County. Buffer zones would also be required around homes, schools, medical facilities, and public parks. Bonnie Ewalt of Milford says the ordinance is needed to protect the health and safety of Dickinson County residents.
Summit drew up the route for this hazardous CO2 pipeline without any regard for topography or proximity to high-risk areas.
Summit Carbon Solutions has proposed a pipeline through Iowa and four other states to ship liquefied carbon to underground storage in North Dakota. Scott O'Connick is a Minnesota-based project manager for Summit and says ordinance like this could stymie development of the pipeline and harm the ethanol plants that plan to connect to it.
The whole project is up to 57 plants, and you can only imagine how being on this project and being competitive in this market is very important. And this ordinance has the ability to take that competitiveness away from Green Plains Superior.
Green Plains Superior is an ethanol plant in Dickinson County that's now associated with the project. Summit has sued five other counties, including Kossuth County, with ordinances similar to the one that was just passed in Dickinson County. An Iowa State University study concludes the state of Iowa is offering a successful program model for young people after they leave the foster care system. Professor Carl Weems, who also chairs ISU's Department of Human Development and Family Studies, helped develop this study, which gauges the risks and effects of trauma, along with prevention and interventions that bolster resilience.
Community agencies who do this work with the kids directly provide, you know, mentoring and access to different services. We compiled 5 years of that data to look at how they're doing in terms of finishing their education, getting their high school diploma, or going on to college, and employment. Their general satisfaction with the services.
Well, young adults who leave foster care are less likely to have a safety net and financial support from family, he says, adding to the challenges in the transition to adulthood. And Weems says most youth in our state's foster care program enroll in the Iowa Aftercare Service Network shortly after they turn 18, and they engage in the program for more than 2.5 years.
Our report is about how well that support network is working, and the data that we published in our paper and the peer-reviewed journal is suggesting it's a pretty good model and working really well.
Now, the Iowa Aftercare Service Network is designed to reduce risks and help to support the 18 to 21-year-olds as they become self-sufficient. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have more news for you right after this here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
When the weatherman predicts a storm coming, do you wonder if your insurance coverage is adequate? With the ever-increasing cost of materials and repairs, now is the time to review your insurance with a licensed insurance agent at Central Financial Group. We have the tools and knowledge to clarify your current coverages, as well as run quotes from the area's top-rated insurance companies to compare coverages and affordability. Contact an agent at Central Financial Group today to make sure you're properly protected. With offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Britt. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
For over 30 years, Central Financial Group has been helping families of the surrounding communities protect the people they care most about. Through the use of a wide range of tools and product offerings, we can tailor a financial plan specifically for you. Give us a call today to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. This is Andy Jansen, and it's our goal to make you feel more comfortable and in control of your financial future. Call our Algona office at 515-295-7748. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth, Inc.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News continues this hour. Right now, we've got cloudy skies in downtown Algona, a temperature reading of 46 degrees. We'll check your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. A bill on its way to the governor would prohibit insurance companies from forcing Iowa customers to switch to a different prescription drug if there's no medical reason for the change and the patient's condition is stable. Now, substituting a less expensive generic drug for a brand-name medication with the same active ingredients would still be allowed, however. Representative Thomas Moore of Griswold says it'll prevent insurance companies from denying coverage or requiring a higher copayment in the middle of a health plan's year.
I'm just so happy to see this come to fruition finally after 7 years.
Now, Representative Megan Servinas, a physician from Des Moines, says she's seen patients suffer from prescription drug switches that were ordered by the insurance company.
This was one of the main reasons that I really wanted to be a legislator, to help fix this issue, and I was really excited to work on this as my very first bill when I became a legislator, and it is very great to see that we're going to do something so good for patient care.
Now, insurance companies say the switches let them offer patients alternatives when pharmaceutical companies raise the price of a drug in the middle of an insurance plan's year. Medicare, the government's health care plan for seniors, prohibits mid-year changes unless the federal agency that oversees the program authorizes it. A proposed $10,000 hike in the salaries for the governor, other statewide elected officials, and members of the Iowa legislature has passed initial review in the Iowa House. Legislators' current $25,000 salary was set in 2007, and Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says lawmakers aren't seeking re-election because they can't afford to serve.
Do we want our legislature made up of a bunch of rich folks and retired folks? Because that'll be the only ones that can afford to serve up here.
Now, Republican Representative Joel Fry of Osceola is among the House members who are not seeking re-election.
I think it's a very modest increase, actually, what we're looking at here on this bill, and also believe that if we want a representation of people across Iowa to serve in this role, that we have to look at how we're paying those folks to be here.
If the bill becomes law, the higher salaries would go into effect after the 2024 election. The governor's salary would be $140,000. Now, the bill would tie future salary hikes for lawmakers and statewide elected officials to negotiated pay raises for state employees. Well, the Iowa State Fair and the Iowa Lottery have teamed up for a state fair-themed scratch ticket. Iowa Lottery CEO Matt Strawn says it's the first ticket specifically targeting the annual events.
A $5 ticket where you can win a $50,000 top prize, up to $50,000 on the ticket alone. I suspect that'll buy a corn dog or two out here come August.
Now, there's a second chance, as those with losing scratch tickets will be able to enter them in part of a Fair Fever promotion on August the 8th.
20 people will be out there on a live game show on the Grand Concourse on opening day of the fair. And those 20 Iowans, those 20 Iowa Lottery players, are going to have the opportunity to compete for a guaranteed $1 million in prizes.
Now, the final contestant in the game show will have a chance to win the grand prize. Iowa State Fair CEO Jeremy Parsons says the pairing with the lottery's statewide reach may bring more people to the fairgrounds.
That's our hope. You know, one of the great things that the Iowa Lottery does really is they blanket the entire state in terms of their media coverage. They get to all corners of the state.
Parsons says it could make those who've never visited the state fair give it a look.
We really think we'll probably get the Iowa State Fair top of mind, maybe more than ever this summer.
The Iowa Lottery and the Iowa State Fair do have a vast history, as the first ever scratch tickets began selling on August 22nd, 1985, on the fairgrounds. Proceeds from the Iowa Lottery have been used through the years to fund upgrades to the various facilities at the fair, including the 1997 grandstand renovation. We'll take a time out and we'll come back and look at your weather after this on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
At the Kossuth Regional Health Center Family Pharmacy, we've got your medication covered. Hi, this is Ryan Habiger, pharmacist and manager of the KRHG Family Pharmacy. Our pharmacy serves as a convenient option for patients to fill prescriptions and purchase over-the-counter medications close to home. Whether you come into the clinic or stop through our handy drive-thru, our team of local pharmacists and friendly staff are ready to serve all your needs. We offer short wait times and also have a large over-the-counter selection of medications that have extremely competitive prices. New to the pharmacy, we can now text message you when your prescriptions are ready to go, and you can text us for refills. We also have a QR code on the prescription label, which will allow you to easily use your smartphone for refills. No insurance? We also offer a discount plan for those who qualify. We're located at the Algona Clinic, and our pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Let the KRHC Family Pharmacy take care of your medication and prescription needs as we serve as your home for healthcare.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time, 1221. Right now we've got 46 degrees in downtown Algona under mostly cloudy skies, and the precipitation has moved off to the east at this time. Kind of the back edge of the showers kind of making their way through Hancock and far southeastern Winnebago County, more over towards the Mason City area, and then to the south if you're in a Wright County right now, probably still some shower activity in that neck of the woods, back towards the Humboldt area, maybe just south of Humboldt, kind of that leading that back edge of the showers that have pushed out of Kossuth County at this time. But your weather forecast calling a four cloudy skies, it turned partly sunny this afternoon, looking for a high today right around a 52 degrees. Then for tonight, you're going to see clear skies, a low of 32. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 52. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 28. Saturday, sunny in the morning, becoming partly sunny, a high of 48. Northwest winds 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, clear off, a low right around 28. Sunday, sunny and 58. Monday, partly sunny, chance of showers, then mostly cloudy and showers likely in the afternoon. You'll see a high around 62 and about a 70% chance of rain on Monday. Now, yesterday we saw a high of 61, 43 was our low overnight. We had 59 hundredths in the rain gauge as of 6 a.m. and nearly another tenth, that we've had 900 since that time. So, but 59 hundredths is what we measured this morning here at the KLGA studios. Had a report of 71 hundredths north of Burt, 74 hundredths in the Titanca area, and 75 hundredths north of Sway City. Our record high for the state is 93. It was set in 1994. Our record low of 18 was set in 1953. We had 1.2 inches worth of rain on the state in 1927, an inch of snow on the state in 2013 for a record precip total. Our average high for this time of year is 60. Our average low is 37. Sunrise this morning, that was at 627. Sunset tonight, 804. Sunrise tomorrow, 625. Sunset tomorrow at 806. And that's a look at Hometown Radio News, brought to you this hour by Kossuth Regional Health Center and by Central Financial Group. Our next newscast is coming up at 5:10 this evening here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
Something big is back in Iowa. It's Monopoly Scratch and Instaplay tickets from the Iowa Lottery. Play Monopoly Scratch tickets and win up to $50,000 instantly. Or try for a rolling progressive jackpot with Monopoly Instaplay. Plus, you could win one of 15 $10,000 second chance prizes in the VIP club. Don't miss your chance to win big. Play today.
Woohoo!
Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro. See complete rules and details at ialottery.com/VIP.
And a memorial service for Charles Chuck Merkel, age 83 of Laverne, and his daughter Barbara Barb Merkel, age 59 of Ankeny. It will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Laverne United Methodist Church. Burial will take place at the Laverne Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held this evening from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Laverne United Methodist Church. Oakcrest Funeral Services of Laverne in charge of the arrangements for Charles Chuck Merkel, age 83 of Laverne, and Barbara Barb Merkel, age 59 of Ankeny. A memorial service will be held Friday morning, 10:30, at the Laverne United Methodist Church.
There's no time like spring for change, and Summit House Assisted Living in Britt is changing lives for the better. Our independent and assisted living apartments offer many features that help them feel like home. We currently have a one-bedroom apartment with an attached garage and private patio entrance, and a two-bedroom apartment with a view of our beautiful courtyard. We support active seniors so that you can enjoy your life. Summit House Assisted Living in Britt. Quality, compassion, and care.
This Saturday, it's Spring Discount Day.